Good morning.
It's 6:53. Yeah, 6:53. It's Sunday, June the 10th, 2018. Aloha. I'm gonna try to pick this pace up a little bit here. I'm in a fair amount of pain today. I forgot my pills last night. I was up too late. Woke too early, and only when I woke up did I realize, oh, I know what that headache is. That headache is I forgot to take my pills last night. So I've taken them this morning, about an hour ago. Hour and a half ago now. And I took the full boat. I took everything, including the ones that make me sleepy. So a nap may be in my immediate future. I got embroiled in a conversation last night about what constitutes the characteristics, what should be the criteria for recommended fiction writers, independent writer of the year. And there are some people who think the award is about writing. But we have to go back to the history and note that the Independent Writer of the Year is an offshoot of the Writer of the Year. It came about a year or so after IPAL was formed, which is about a year after they started letting self-published authors in. So the whole thing is relatively new. And there's still a lot of misconceptions about what a self-published author does, what constitutes professional behavior, what constitutes professional level performance, an independent writer of the year. And the idea that it's a reward for the latest book that happens to be excellent is somewhat mistaken. I understand why they think that, but if we go back to the Writer of the Year, an award for traditionally published authors, there are four criteria. Writing is one of them. Significant professional achievement is another. And service to the organization. Service to the organization is never going to be the primary characteristic. It's going to be a way to differentiate among nominations that are relatively equal. So, somebody who has good writing, has some significant personal achievements, and then next the selection committee will look at service. How much are they involved with the organization, with the field? So if the two works are good, the personal significant personal achievements are good, then the person who has the better service record will take the nod to move ahead to the final round to become a finalist for the Writer of the Year. And this makes perfect sense to me. This is taking into consideration all of the aspects of being professional grade writer. Oh, we have people and dogs.
Good morning.
So when the Iwotys, the Independent Writer of the Year, rolled out. The first year they used exactly the same criteria as the Rorties. And the problem with that was that those characteristics don't encompass what constitutes an exemplary self-published author. Because the self-published author has that additional requirement, that additional characteristic. Because it doesn't matter how good your work is, it doesn't matter how many significant achievements you've gotten. It's really hard to point to somebody, or how much service you give, it's really hard to point to an independently published author who hasn't at least addressed the issue of reaching to the, taking that final step and closing the distance between the work and the reader. Because that's a significant part of what makes an independent writer an independent writer. So, from a certain standpoint, I understand that there's an objection that iWoties have to take an extra step, have to report an extra thing, have to have a credential that is one more than the Writer of the Year. I get that. And the idea that they should be equal, I get that. They should be equal. But in order to be equal, in terms of what the award represents, which is an exemplary writer in one of those two markets, in order to be equal, we can't ignore one of the characteristics that makes indie writers, So I maintain, and there's a lot of other people in the Independent Publishers Alliance list who agree that, you know, this is about rewarding the exemplary writer. And we have to take into consideration all the characteristics of the exemplary writer. So the four, the three plus one, the writing, the service, and the significant accomplishment. For traditionally published authors, that's, if you do that, if you're in a trad pub world and you do a really good job with those three things, that really does define an exemplary traditionally published author. Now, with more and more of the publishers pushing marketing out to the author instead of doing it for them, which they've been doing for the last 10 years, adding the marketing, adding the business piece to the WOTIs makes a lot of sense, in which case, sure, we'll make them both equivalent. At which point they're going to start trying to make it only one Writer of the Year. And I have a little bit of trouble with that. The politics behind making the selection committee are going to be difficult. Because depending on the selection committee, if it's predominantly people who don't think indies are real writers from the get-go, who are biased against them from the start, it's not exactly equal. Now, putting people on the selection committee who have expertise in both areas is going to be key, but how do we codify that? How do we make that so that it becomes fair? I mean, on a committee of six, it could deadlock. On a committee of seven, whichever faction has that seventh person can break a tie. Or do we accept the tie? And increase the finalist pool? Because the ultimate decision comes from the membership. The ultimate decision is one that the membership as a whole votes on. That's a good point. I hadn't thought about that. Get ready. Stay with me. Ouch. Monk post. Oh, my hands. So there's still an argument raging, and I stayed with it way too late last night, which is probably why I forgot to take my pills. So the argument is still going on about how in order to be equal, they have to be evaluated on the same set of criteria. And my argument is that they can't be equal because the two fields are different. And it sounds like I'm arguing out of the two sides of my mouth, but we're all writers first. We are all writers first. That's not all we are, but we are writers first. And it's one of the conversations that we're having in Recommend Fiction Writers about, you know, who's a real writer? Tedious argument. How many angels can fit on the head of a pin? I don't know. Why does this matter? But the reality is they've only ever been equivalent. They've never been equal. Because they can't be equal if we're going to recognize the exemplary independent writer of the year. Indies can have one of the difficulties comes around the issue of awards, and one of the criteria as detailed in the explanation of the various parts of the WODI application is a significant professional achievement is winning an award. Okay, well that's, you know, indies have significant achievements. A significant professional achievement has been being elected to the Chief Finance Officer of Science Fiction Writers of America. That's one of my significant professional achievements. And the thing is that they're very much oriented toward, not necessarily professional achievements, but actually personal achievements. Things I've done on my own. So there's a little bit of hypocrisy about using awards that are driven by publisher activity for the traditionally published. I did happen to look into the Colorado Book Award, and I would be eligible for Colorado Book Award if I wanted to submit to it. But the reality of it, and the part that seems to be, it's like nobody seems to want to accept the fact. And the opinion. Still say it's pretty much a fact. The rewards don't. The awards mean much more to trads than they do to indies. Especially small local awards. I Quarter Share won an award. I was eligible to put a little sticker on the cover of the book for Quarter Share that won a book award. And winning that book award, an award that nobody knew about, an award that nobody cared about, an award that really meant nothing, and an award that by the time it was awarded, I wasn't actually eligible to apply for because it was only for traditionally published books. And by the time the award came through, I was no longer published by Ryden. That was kind of dumb. And it certainly didn't result in any additional sales. It was nice. Okay, fine. I won an award. It was like the Parsec Awards. I was really hung up on the Parsec Awards for a long time. And then I won a couple. And it really didn't make one iota of difference to anybody. It was, felt good. Gave me a warm feeling, but nobody noticed. So my perception is colored by personal experience. And I get that there are a lot of particularly newer authors who look at those things as being significant, as being important. Right up there with getting good reviews, and a lot of reviews. They're important. Maybe I'm just jaded. Maybe I don't really understand the market as well as I think I do. Maybe my lived experience isn't really now there are five blossoms on that poppy. Maybe my lived experience isn't really as universal, as generic as I think. Maybe I'm just the exception of all of the people who've won awards and didn't really matter. Maybe people win awards and they do matter. Maybe people get reviews and they do count. It's possible. I mean, I'm not infallible. I could be wrong. My experience is sales drive reviews. Reviews do not drive sales. My experience is awards are fun. They quite frequently cost more than they give back. Possibility of winning one doesn't offset the cost of buying a ticket But I still maintain that if we're going to award the organization's exemplary independent writer of the year, we have to include all of the things that go into making an independent writer. It's just my opinion. But I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. 20 minutes and a half. I'm not making good time anymore. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.